He stepped from the spiral staircase and onto the fourth-story landing, then pushed open the door to the second floor of the archives. He was relieved to see there was nobody else around. He wanted to do his research in private. Passing through the tightly packed stacks of data disks, he took a seat at one of the holo terminals. He wasn't sure exactly what he was looking for, so he simply entered Mitra's name into the index. Several entries came up, including an official report on Malachor V compiled by one of the Jedi archivists. He made a mental note of the reference number, retrieved the data disk from its shelf, and inserted it into the terminal. He spent the next few minutes reviewing the report, but failed to come across anything he didn't already know. Malachor V had been a trap, a ploy to lure the Mandalorian fleet in close enough to the planet to unleash the mass shadow generator, an experimental superweapon that would draw upon the gravitational anomalies unique to the Malachor system to instantaneously destroy every ship orbiting the planet. Revan split his fleet in two, giving command of one half to Mitra. While he led his forces against Mandalore's flagship, he ordered his most trusted general to use her fleet as bait to lure the bulk of Mandalorian ships within range of the mass shadow generator. The Mandalorians had taken the bait, and once they were in range, Mitra gave the order to engage the mass shadow generator. The atmosphere exploded in a flash of fire, leaving only ash behind. Everything on Malachor's surface, every plant and tree, every animal and insect was instantly vaporized by the intense heat. The ground cracked and heaved, leaving deep scars across the blasted landscape. At the same time, hundreds of ships, Republic and Mandalorian alike, were yanked from orbit by the creation of an irresistible gravity vortex at the planet's core. They crashed into the surface of the world, striking with such velocity that their hulls actually penetrated several kilometers into the ground, burying the twisted wreckage and broken bodies. Tens of thousands of lives were snuffed out in a fraction of a second. Revan's and Mitra's ships had both been safely beyond the range of the superweapon, though whether that was by luck or design, Revan honestly couldn't say. His memories of that time were gone, and looking back on his actions, he couldn't fully explain or justify them. Had he known what was going to happen, willingly sacrificing thousands of his own followers to achieve ultimate victory over the Mandalorians? Or had something in the plan gone horribly wrong? The report wasn't so ambiguous. It claimed Revan and Mitra both knew what would happen. It declared them criminals of war and mass murderers. The author of the report speculated that Malachor V was proof that even then, Revan had already embraced the ways of the dark side. But Revan wasn't interested in the opinions of some anonymous Jedi archivist. He only cared for the facts, particularly what happened to Mitra after the battle. And here, the report was severely lacking. All he could glean was that she had returned of her own free will to face the Council, which summarily banished her from the Jedi Order and Republic space.